This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Trans Positions on Joy 94.9. For more, head to joy.org.au/transpositions.
Join now, Trans Positions, a safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Trans Positions on Joy 94.9.
That's right, it is Tuesday night, Transpositions, Joy 94.9. I'm Megsy.
I'm Michelle.
Michelle, you're getting really excited because you were going to speak first before me.
Just jumped in there.
Well, it's always a race to get on.
Yeah, you got your star in the spotlight. The girls in the waiting room had their little Periscope thing going on, so you were enjoying your little limelight.
I think it was Facebook mentions. Facebook mentions it. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we are talking about the Trans Angels, and that's a show featuring a transgender performers from the Miss Transsexual and Miss Gay competition.
I think Migsy was slightly auditioning there with the online video.
Look, you know, I love all these periscopes.
Were you flipping your blonde hair?
I think I did. But I love all these periscopes and Facebooks and mentions and I don't know whatever else is going on in YouTube. So like I've got my own blog channel and lots of stuff.
Look, we've all got our own stuff. So we're so busy.
Ourselves busy. But look, we do have a great show lined up for you tonight.
We always have a great show lined up.
And as I said, we do have the Trans Angels. So they are waiting. They're actually being there at the door waiting to get in. But
I think if you actually watch, we might see a few selfies from the girls popping up online on the page. Who knows?
I think we might be sharing some of those on our Facebook page later on tonight. So do make sure that you do go to facebook.com/transpositionsonjoy. Michelle, shut up.
I love it.
Look, I tell you what, if you do have messages, comments or anything else like that and you do want to reach us during the show, well, this is how you go about doing it.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427 JOY 949. Email onair at joy.org.au or call us 1300 JOY 949.
So that is a magic way that you can reach out to us.
Like you told them about Facebook, you told them about the numbers, but you can also get us on Twitter, which is TransPauseJOY 949.
Yeah, can I actually get
because you're a twit, and I'm a twit.
Michelle, really? Oh, look, I tell you what, I've had enough of your conversation, everything else.
No.
Your mic's going off. I've got some Lenny Kravitz lined up. You are listening to Trans Positions. Joy 94.9. Transpositions Joy 94.9. You've got to absolutely love some Lenny Kravitz.
Seriously, dancing around in here. I am now. You need to have a good rock 80s rock night, and I need some Warrant Cherry Pie or something.
Baby, you're gonna go my way.
Oh, totally.
Guess what time it is, Michelle?
What time is it?
News time.
It's time for the news.
What have we got on the Googles tonight?
Oh, the Googles are crazy tonight. Look, I couldn't find anything that was overly positive, so I'm just going with what was the top of the Googles.
I think we're going to have fun with this later on the show.
I think so.
Okay, come on. So Target protesters encounter resistant customers.
Yes. So this is great. So the videos are driving me absolutely batty. So a new video shows a man in Target store railing about pedophiles in restrooms and LGBT people going to hell, right? Mm-hmm. And these people running around going, "These people are going to hell. This is Jesus. You got to love Jesus, people." And I'm just sitting here like, I really kind of want to hide and put my head in shame.
Because they're all Americans. And guess what, Michelle?
What?
You're American.
I know.
But you know, I think the funniest one that I've seen is when the Bible basher goes in there and he's holding out the Bible and he catches wind that they're going to come and arrest him and take him out. So he sort of quickly escapes out.
No.
He's got this really smug look in his face. I'm like, seriously, what the?
What gets me is they're like, "You need to exit, sir."
"You can't touch me. I'm going to sue. You can't touch me."
And
I'm
just, guess what?
Yeah, I'm gonna touch you the wrong way is what I'm going to do.
No, don't do that. You'll get arrested.
I know. We can't
have Michelle getting arrested.
No.
We don't want that.
No. I would be someone's prison bitch.
Well, there could be handcuffs involved.
Well, you know.
Guess what?
yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
Now, that would be what's coming out of my mouth.
Yeah. And Jim would be coming out of mine.
Yeah, right. She'd be on the side like you're just there. I'm just here for the popcorn.
Keep going, Michelle. Okay, so.
Okay, so down here in Victoria Court, the stepfather who abused trans... gender stepdaughter is caught on iPad. So the transgender stepdaughter.
You speak, please, Michelle. You're taking after me.
I know. So a stepdad who is regularly having sex with his adult transgender stepdaughter for over 13 years was arrested after she covertly recorded his crimes on her iPad, a court has heard. The victim underwent gender reassignment surgery as a young adult. About the time her mother and the man married, but soon afterwards he began exerting sexual control over her. This is what the county court had heard on Monday. It just really gets into some details about how he tried kissing her and taking her to the bedroom, like to a hotel room, all kinds of stuff, calling her his second wife, and not many men would want to be with a woman like you. Like, it was really just, the details were quite full on. And the court heard that the stepfather is in Australia as a permanent resident and could be deported to his birth country after jail term. So that's really good.
What was his birth country?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
They've withheld his details, so... Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately,
transgender teens must leave Northern Territory for treatment. There's nothing up there for them.
There's nothing in the NT at all.
Not at all.
Not even a psychologist to talk to.
That's right. And so they've been forced to leave Northern Territory due to lack of services under 18s seeking hormone therapy. And so the 16-year-old son, Benji, has undergone stage one of female-to-male transition. And undergo stage two, they need to move over to Queensland, which is very unfortunate.
We are talking about stage two, which is hormone treatment, which once again, when we're talking about children, trans kids, they've got to go to family court as well.
Exactly.
Which is another big issue that we've been talking about, and you can listen to our podcast where we do talk about those things.
So I've got two last ones here. So Whoopi Goldberg is producing a reality TV show about transgender models.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Whoopi, yeah. You know what? Whoopi's quite, I think she's what, more of a really strong feminist, and she's pretty, look, she's nuts, but you know, but at the same time, I think she'll be a good person.
I think she's
this.
Really good. Look, Whoopi's a really good advocate for the community.
I think so.
And what she's doing here is really good, and actually reminds me of what's, you know, when we look at Orange is the New Black with Laverne Cox being cast in a major role, and also with Wentworth here, and I was talking to Leo, who's on Sound Museum, who's coming up after Transpositions, and Leo was talking about, obviously, about the trans character who's in Wentworth, and also another thing, which I probably might talk about later on, about a show which is coming out on Foxtel. And look, I forget the name of the show, and I'm going to go to Leo during the break and say, "Leo, what's the name of the show?" But there's a trans character, but in the show, but it's being played by a cis man. But we'll talk about that later.
Now, she's saying that she feels the project would be an important addition to Oxygen's programming. So Oxygen's very... female positive. It's quite a positive station, and she hopes to one day change the way society perceives beauty and gender, which is great. The last one, which was an interesting article, was two siblings born both male, transitioned around the same time. One's like 23 and the other one's 20.
Oh, just like you and Mamie Michelle.
I know.
Oh,
Anyway, so yeah, they're like 2023. They're both transitioning at the same time and supporting each other through their transitions. Mm-hmm. They haven't even talked. They never really even talked to each other about it until later on when one started to come out.
Oh wow! And it's just like the other one's saying, "Guess what? I'm trans."
Exactly.
As well.
Exactly. So how cool is that?
Well, it's like we were saying the same thing to each other.
I know.
Before we met.
I know. I just coffee. Guess what? I'm a girl.
Guess
me
what?
Too.
I'm a girl too. Oh my god!
You're a dork.
And now
so that's the Googles.
You're talking about yourself.
I am a dork. Like, I'm the one walking around with an Apple Watch and a Fitbit. All right, I am an absolute
what
dork.
What the? I only walk around with just one because really they both do exactly the same job. But one actually tells the time.
True.
Yeah,
but I found it cheap in the bargain bin, so I can now play the Fitbit challenges with all my friends.
Michelle.
What?
Guess what?
What?
That microphone?
No!
I could press that button again. Michelle, I love pushing your buttons.
I know you do.
I do. Hey, look, you are listening to Transpositions on Joy. We've got some messages.
Hey, do the angels come up after this, don't we?
We do have a trans angel. Yeah. Make sure that you...
Okay, I'm going to get the girls out. We're going to get some selfies together.
The Trans Angels girls, Michelle.
Exactly.
Yeah, so coming up in a moment, I do have the Trans Angels. They're coming up around about 17 minutes past 8, so make sure that you are still listening here. I've got some messages I'm going to play.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to take some selfies with the girls.
Good. We've got some awesome tracks. You're listening to Transpositions. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
Lately, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars. Watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. I'm doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned.
makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars.
Transpositions, Joy 94.9. That was some One Republic and Counting Stars. Now, Michelle, we do have the girls still here in the studio. 0427 Joy 949. If you want a message, the
it's
girls.
It's a very entertaining night in here tonight. We're actually comparing each other's boobs, so it's really good. It's a good girl session. Gina, are you enjoying this?
We were.
Our intern Gina's in the back corner there. Who's
Gina's sort of just nodding away. Gina's, yeah.
Welcome to Transpositions.
So before we went away, we were talking about the show, and one of the things that Dee said that she does is that she sings. So
yes, now I'm eager to hear this.
Oh,
so who's your who do you tend to do?
Well, I'll sing Defying Gravity.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Do you like that song?
Oh, yeah.
From Wicked, like, we always defy gravity, girls.
Definitely.
Yeah.
As angels, that's what we do.
That's
yeah,
right.
Definitely.
We need our wings. Everyone, please get your broomsticks.
Okay.
Hold on it. Okay. Let's do it.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Gravity.
Ready?
Okay.
It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you won't bring me down.
Yay!
These girls are definitely talented.
They are definitely talented. So if you do want to get along to the show, as
I don't
said,
believe she's trans now.
No, she's not trans. She's cis. I swear she's cis. They're both cis. I'm so jealous.
Oh,
they both
gosh.
Look so fab. But it was funny. We were compared. We were talking about boob jobs before while we were playing that song. And yeah, this is like
this is what girls do.
As you do.
I do remember when I was. When I was still married, and I remember coming home and my ex had got done getting her boobs done and walking into her salon and everyone's standing there, her top's off, and all these girls are standing there just feeling her boobs. And I remember just walking out of the room going, that was awkward. But then now being on the other side of the fence, everyone's taking their top down, feeling each other's boobs and checking them out. Oh, yeah, these are all right. And this is this. And
I didn't. I'm too much of a prude. I am. I'm too much of a prude. I don't know why. Oh, God.
No, I'm definitely looking forward to coming to see this. Now, with some of the, you said that some of the other art, the acts are Miss Gay Australia as well, and a few drag queens.
Yep, there are. Charity Steele will come. Honey Montana will be there also, and some other girls will be performing and doing some impersonations.
Oh, nice.
In my part, I'll be performing my talent, which I was performing in Miss International Queen in Pattaya, Thailand last year. So I'll be performing the Phantom of the Opera, excerpt from the Phantom of the Opera.
So do you sing as well?
No, luckily not. I love singing, but singing doesn't love me at all.
Singing,
sad to say.
Singing does not love me either. It's not a pretty sight. It really is
I'm
not.
Curious. I'm actually a massive fan of Phantom of the Opera.
Yes. I can dance well, but singing is not for me.
Yeah, I kind of really feel inferior here because I can't sing or dance. It's like you come across people like a triple threat.
Yeah. Like these are the triple threats.
They are the triple threats. Singing, dancing, and acting, I'm like, I can act a little bit.
And they got the bodies to go with it, for God's sake.
Striptease can also be an option, girls.
What's that?
Strip-teasing.
Yeah.
Let's take it off. Let's be in the jungle.
That sounds like fun. I might just definitely be
I'd probably
yet.
Be a bear. I don't know.
we have spoken before, Michelle. You are our mama bear.
I am mama bear.
Mama.
I am definitely.
You are definitely our mama bear.
I'm definitely mama.
So you're doing the show next year?
This
Are you going to do the show again next year?
If
Probably,
we are successful today.
We will do it yearly.
Well, if anybody wanted to actually follow other things you're doing, like is there any websites that they can go to follow any of the work that maybe Geisha's put together or anything like that?
As far as I've known, it's in the Victorian Secret Promotions website in Australia and Melbourne. So they will just key in Victorian Secret Angel, Victorian Secret show promotions. Trans Angels Melbourne.
So if you just Google Trans Angels Melbourne,
and they'll be updated with these shows, whatever shows that the girls are having.
It'd be good to see some of the other projects that you guys are involved in as well throughout the year after this as well. So
yeah, well, we'll definitely put a link up on our Facebook page. So.
Yeah, shout out to J.O. Rojas, our Miss Transsexual 2015. J.O. Rojas.
Yeah. Okay.
She was the one who was really active about the website thing. She's really good in that.
Wow.
Yeah. J.O., hope you're listening, girl.
She better be.
She will be performing also at the same time. And doing the Britney Spears number.
Yeah, she's a big fan of Britney.
Mm.
And then one of the Pride of Australia, Sophia
Ia. Sophia Ia, the 2013 Miss Transsexual Australia, will be performing also. She was my co-candidate in Miss International Queen last year in Pattaya, Thailand also. So she will be performing as well.
Yeah.
She'll be doing a live performance as well.
Oh, live.
Wow.
Live singing, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I'd love to see this show actually get as good as, if not better than, some of the shows in Pattaya. Now, I know I haven't been to Pattaya, but I've seen some stuff on TV, but the shows in Pattaya are absolutely crazy.
The shows in Pattaya are really good because that's the center of their tourism.
But make sure you follow up. But you're better.
We need funds and we need audiences and we need, we need support.
You're our trans angels. You have to be better than them.
Oh, thank you, Joy. Joy is really nice to us. Michelle and you're wonderful.
Yeah, of course we are.
Okay.
Sorry? What, Michelle? Michelle, what do you want?
I don't know.
What do you speak, girl? Speak. You waving.
Wolf. I don't even know now.
But look, our Facebook page, facebook.com/transpositions on Joy. We are going to post some of the links.
We'll definitely show the links. We'll go. We have two tickets, you said?
Two tickets
up for grab. We're going to run the promotion through the week between now and next week.
On our Facebook page.
On our Facebook page. Yep. We'll mention on Twitter and Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. You can catch the Trans Angels at Welcome to the Jungle on 18th of June, 2016. It's a 7 p.m. show at Yarraville Club. Awesome. If you want to get tickets, the $30 a piece, groups of 6 plus are $25.
Very good.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, likewise.
Likewise.
Well, we'll be there. I'm going to be there. I've already
booked
it in my calendar.
I'm going to go as well.
Oh, awesome.
Will you be my plus one, Mingzi?
Yay.
Dude, of course.
I've got some wings at home. I'll get some big white angel wings at home. I'll wear those for the night.
Yeah, I want to get some big rainbow wings. Oh, listen, Transpositions, Joy 94.9. Thank you so much, girls, for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
As always, it's a pleasure.
It's always good. We're going to post some messages, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have a bit of a chat about stuff. You listen, Transpositions.
Joy.
Hello, this is Noni Hazelhurst. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
I have
Transpositions, Joy 94.9. You have to also love some American authors. Best Day of My Life. We've been having a great night here on Transpositions,
definitely.
Haven't we?
It's just so much fun having the trans angels in here. Well, we've passed by so many times, but it's nice to actually properly interview them.
Yeah, it's really good. Look, if you do want to win a double pass to the Trans Angel Show, send us a text message 0427 Joy 949, or you can also email us on air at joy.org.au.
But we're also going to run the promotion through the week. Get us on Facebook, if not on Messages Tonight, and you can get us on Twitter as well.
Also email us during the week, transpositions@joy.org.au.
Now we got a new kid in the area. Gina joined us last week.
Yeah, so Gina's actually, she's our ally friend. She's come to say g'day to us. How are you, Gina?
I think I'm still...
Oh, guess what? I need to turn your mic on. I thought you were talking to the other one.
I could be in shock, actually. I mean, I'm still kind of... That was a great induction.
Wasn't it good?
I think I'm still blushing, actually.
The girls are absolutely gorgeous.
They're stunning.
Really, they're absolutely stunning.
I can recommend everyone come and do Taste of Radio, and you too could get a preview of what I just did in
studio. It was gorgeous. Really good. So you've really enjoyed doing Taste of Radio?
Absolutely. That's why I'm still here, and now I'm not leaving.
No, you're not leaving. I'm just seeing the trans angels pull them out and Michelle pull them out with the girls. That's a bit funny.
Yeah. Now, look, I tell you what. I've got something I want to talk about.
You always have something you want to talk about.
I do. Guess what?
What?
Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute. You're the atheist in the room.
I am the atheist because, you know what? There's this theory going around that sort of makes sense to me. And
okay, we got the Greek Orthodox.
Yeah,
here.
Greek Orthodox.
We got
here
the Catholic, and we got the atheist. Okay. All walked into a bar.
There's this theory going around that Jesus Christ is the world's first trans man.
Oh.
Yeah. Scary. But the theory is this. Okay, so it was supposed to be an immaculate conception that Mary had. That is. Obviously nothing impregnated. She just became miraculously pregnant. Question I pose to you guys, big question is, where did the Y chromosome come from to make Jesus the male?
I started getting messages coming through from
Bible
humpers.
how does this work? Seriously, because I'm trying to figure this out. It's just like, to me, it's just like, you know what? That really sounds plausible. It sounds like that maybe Jesus Christ was the world's first transgender man.
Have you found Jesus? Jesus does not have a penis.
But do you think it's possible?
Possibly.
Do you believe
I've heard
cloning?
The two gay dad theory, but that's
two
pretty...
Two gay dad thing.
Well, Jesus, you know, his dad and Joseph and God and... Yeah.
Adam is Steve?
Well, something like that. Someone begot someone, and maybe that's how they begot the Y chromosome.
Begugging.
I don't know, because I've looked at this and I thought, you know what, this is like something really...
I don't
about.
Know. If you ask me, if you've seen some of the trans men out there lately, some of those beards do look like Jesus's beard.
I'll tell you what, I saw a trans man online today, and... oh my God, he's so gorgeous. Oh
she's
God.
Still blushing.
Oh, I was blushing.
Gina and I are still blushing over the trans angels.
I was blushing over the trans angels.
If you're a trans man and looking for a date, Meeksy is available.
Kurt, 0427, join us. just messing. But yeah, no, it's like the trans angels, they're amazing. But it's just like this whole theory going around. And I've seen it online. And to me, I just started thinking about it. I thought, you know what? That almost sounds like... I don't know. It's just like, then again, you've got those crazy...
I don't know. If you look at Alex's beard lately, he does look a bit like Jesus. So.
Alex is one of our favorite listeners here on Joy, on Transpositions. But... it's like there's these crazy Christians going into Target. I think we did talk about this just briefly at the start of the show.
Have you seen those
the Bible
videos?
Bashers? Yeah. Are going up there.
You know who we have to blame though? Jean Paul Gaultier collection. I think that's what's brought them in. Now
really?
Do you think Target? Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's Target.
He's got a lot of explaining to do.
But Target in Australia, actually, the Gaultier collection. I don't know, but in the US, the Target there.
I just listen to this. Oh my God! All of a sudden, I just feel my accent going back as well. I hear them going, repent, the Jesus and the transsexuals and the pedophiles and your daughters in the change room.
But why isn't it happening at Walmart? What's going on?
Walmart just kind of went, like a blackjack dealer went, I'm out.
We're not going there. Because they're going to totally alienate all the shoppers.
Yeah, I just, it's It kills me because you hear those guys yelling and they're comparing trans women to pedophiles. And it just absolutely... I'm a father of two, for God's sakes. You know, like...
So, yeah, it's just crazy. It's just like, I just don't get it. I really don't get it. I actually did on my vlog, my YouTube vlog channel, I posted a video a little... probably about a week or so ago.
We need to find a trans man who looks like Jesus to walk through Target...
You know what? How good would that be?
I'm on to something here.
So we're going to... Michelle, how are we going to get him to the US? We're going to fly him to the US?
No, I'll find someone over there. I've got connections. I'll go in the redneck tranny underground. I'll find someone who looks like Jesus. I'll make him walk around with a robe and a book.
So you're going to
smack him.
You know, you should
go plank of wood.
It's going to have a
You should
wood.
Get this trans man who looks like Jesus, and you should smack take him to ass. Target and have him go to the women's change rooms. He's complying with the law.
Exactly. He's complying with the law.
In North Carolina.
Yeah,
it's all good. But seriously, I just don't get it.
A beard up top and a beard below. No,
I'm Michelle, seriously, I guess what that mic of yours is.
He was reborn. I mean...
Michelle, your mic is... No.
And if you're a hot trans man looking for a date.
So, Michelle, seriously.
You can get Migsy. On Twitter, MJ girl. No.
But seriously.
I don't know. I just, that's pretty far stretched.
But you have to laugh at Americans. And sorry, Michelle, no disrespect, but seriously, a lot of your country people are really bat ass crazy.
I love the country came to the bigger island.
Really? Is that what happened? Is that...
It's pretty much it.
Oh, God. But really, is this like something strange about your country? And
well, then they say in as well that Adam, hold on, Adam and Eve, and if Eve came from Adam's rib, then where did the second X chromosome come? Because then now Eve is the first trans woman.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
That's another theory which is coming along.
It's all part of the same...
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's all I can say. Oh, I don't know. My mum's going to be so upset. Oh, wait. No, she doesn't speak English. Okay. I think I can go to Mass this Sunday. And they don't speak English either. So I'm sleeping away.
Be going, sorry, Father, I've sinned.
In a big way.
The ladies made me do it.
Yeah. What pictures? No.
No.
But I don't know. Your country people are so strange.
You can see now. It's strange. I was in a room with four trans women.
They've thrown holy water at me before. It didn't work that time. No. I was 16. It just didn't work then.
So, Jenny, did they like try and pray the gay away or something?
My mum did. Yeah. First she took me to the doctor and then she took me to the church.
No, I got one better. I got one better. I tried to pray it away. I became a youth minister in the Catholic Church at one point.
Love.
Michelle,
if I walked into church, I'd probably burst in flames.
We know about the Catholic Church, and actually this
Father
is...
Father Pat and his Snickers bars?
This is the thing. Catholic priests are bigger perverts and pedophiles and what transgender women are. I just don't get it.
I don't know. I've seen what's on your phone. you're demented.
I'm not demented at all, Michelle.
Yeah, good. Boys and girls and boys and boys.
No. Michelle, no. No. I don't think so.
All the people you date. I've seen them.
But I don't date children.
Not children. I'm talking about children.
Well, you said boys and girls. I'm like,
No.
Michelle, seriously.
No.
Because it's like, I'm...
You're innocent. Pure.
I am sweet, innocent, and pure. Michelle, did you try and mouth the word filth?
Maybe.
No.
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 I just, it's hard. It's hard when you see all these people trying to go and point a negative finger towards our community.
Yeah, and it's really kind of inappropriate because really we're not freaks or anything else like that. We're just regular people. No. And
you're a sweet girl.
We are. And we just love to have a bit of a laugh at the expense of people who are trying to oppress us. Exactly. Which is always good.
Well, it is the end of the show, honey.
It is in the show. Look, I do have some messages I'm going to play, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have a sort of a bit of a quick farewell and goodbye. You're listening to Transpositions. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
Well, it is the end of the show, and I think we can sum that up as Trans Angels coming on the 18th of June, and... they're nuts in America.
They are nuts in America. They are bat-ass crazy in America. You know, in 4 minutes' time, I could say the S word, but I'm not going to because it's not after 9 o'clock.
You're such a good girl, Migsy. Well,
I am an angel. I'm a trans angel. Hello, I want to get on that show.
Well, it is the end of the show. You get the trans angels. We'll post some details on there. If you do want to get some tickets, we got a double pass sitting at the door waiting for some people. We'll run this through the whole rest of the week. You can get us on Facebook.com/transpositionsonjoy.
You can also email us transpositions@joy.org.au.
You can get us on Twitter at transpausejoy949. And you can also follow our past podcasts on joy.org.au/transpositions.
Absolutely. Now, I've got some great music lined up coming up. Now, we've actually also something to say. We've got the Sound Museum coming up very soon. So, how about some Maroon 5 Maps? We're taking note of that tonight.
Good
choice. You've been listening, Transpositions. Thanks, guys.
Good night. Bye.
Community. Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast of Transpositions. Check out the program grid for the live show time at joy.org.au. And for more podcasts, head to joy.org.au/transpositions.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.